We cannot visualize evils, even potential evils, without an actual evils preceding them. So in other words, in order to visualize an example of the halacha that the Yidalot claims that the middle of the meeting are not adapted for Kriyas Pesach, so we have to mention an example where a woman, let's say, had the Riyas Dam on the first of this, and then she had another Riyas Dam on the eighth of this. Then she had the Riyas Dam on the first of the year, and she had another Riyas Dam on the eighth of the year. Then she had the Riyas Dam on the first of Sivan, and then she had the Riyas Dam on the eighth of Sivan. So she had 3 Riyas in order to establish it. I said she must have 3 Riyas in accordance with a certain pattern. So that's in accordance with the pattern. Date of Nisan, date of Riyah, date of Sivan. Date of Sivan. And all these 3 Riyas, date of Nisan, 8th of Riyah, 8th of Sivan, were harnessed in the Yemei Sivan. Because there was a Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan, so the name of the 8th of Nisan was in Nisan. There was a Riyas Dam on the first of Iyah, so the name of the 8th of Iyah is in Nisan. There was a Riyas Dam on the first of Sivan, so the name of the 8th of Sivan is in Nisan. So the halacha is that the husband, now the halacha is that on the Lima Mesech, the husband has to be separated from his wife. Why? Because Ira is money bought. Since she has a regular cycle of sin down, let's say, on the 8th of the month, so then we presume that will recur. But, so on the 1st of Tammuz, the husband, he has to be separated from his wife. Masha'im came that the 8th of Tammuz, he doesn't have to be separated from the wife. Why? Because since the 3 years that she had on the 8th of Nisan, 8th of Iyah, 8th of Sivan, all the 3 years represented a pathological condition. There is something the matter with her. Otherwise, she wouldn't have sinned down on the 8th of the month after sinning down on the 1st of the month. That's the way it's also. So it's an abnormal phenomenon. Since it's an abnormal phenomenon, so in Mele, the Mishnah tells us he doesn't establish any vessel. So we cannot say Erev is manifold. We can presume, we can predict that on the eighth of Tammuz, she'll have a Riyas Dam. So in Mele, she has to be separated from the husband, lest she'll be paid as widow in the midst of the Tashmish. No, we don't predict a recurrence of the flaw. Inasmuch as the 3 times in themselves represented a pathological condition. This is what Rabbi Bar is saying. Omar, Shmuel, Lima, Shigibas, Lobeset, Shigibas, Lobeset, the simply means it is impossible. Now, let's see the Rashi. Shigibaso, Gibupon, Mitzvah. All right, I mentioned an example of Ches. And he mentions, Rashi mentions an example, Tzvah. All right. Ain't the Beset in Mubayu Shaiku, or in English in the Botko, Tiet Neo, the Mitzvah of Tzvah Abu Mizid, the Chelko Ayomu, the Sheshomu Zayim Mimides, Abu Ches, the Shalku Mizid of Abu Mizid. All right. Omar Abdesi, Moshiya Mihoshmait, which he knows might say. What Rashi says is more accurate than what I said. Because what I said is not so certain, because that depends upon the next abaya. Because even though a woman is not kibas vesek, not kibas a vesek of wine is in there, but it's possible that it should still have the status of the vesek of wine. Now, so she will still have to be separated from the husband. So that's why Rashi doesn't mention the Machtimina Mugabe being with the husband. But he mentions Machtimina Mugabe Dayoshaito and Lindian Shinri, not for the Mayo, not Mugabe being with the husband. Because even according to to Shmuel that she's not kibasi beset, it's still possible she's not kibasi beset kavua, but the beset sheini kavua, she has the status of the woman who has the beset sheini kavua. Now the woman who has the status of the beset sheini kavua is also asur alibayo. That's why Rashi doesn't mention that the woman with alibayo, but he mentions that only regabe dayoshaito or regabe she need a protocol that she should be considered a slave. Omar Abyeitzi, Lushmiya Roshmaiz, Omar Abaye Atam Rabnawa. You yourself mentioned that in the name of Shmuel, in the name of Rabyude, and Rabyude was the counting of Shmuel. But Abyeitzi, for a certain period, was sick. So many halachas that he himself mentioned, and when he recovered, he forgot at that time. So Rabbi mentioned in the name of Rabbi, in the name of Shmuel, this halacha, that when the Mishnah says, points of the Mudo Yisroel in this world, which is only called, Zed Zasu or Shamis, Shinsokamai in Chod Zed Zasu, so it means, this world with Yosu, the which is Chod Beis with Yosu. In other words, if a woman had an initial year on the first of this, and then she had another year on the smoke with Yosu. Now again, we are discussing it on a nice level, because today it's not child. So, in other words, so then the woman, so on a nice level prior to Takonis Rebbe, Takonis Rebbe, so if a woman had the years down, so then, even if the flow continued for 7 days, so the night of the eighth, she was able to be Tiberias and be Tiberias and Bible. So in those days, if a woman had an initial year on the first of this, and then, so of course, when was the Tiberias on the eighth of this? And then she had another year on the 15th as of the Tiberias, on the 15th as of the 9th of the eighth. So which is the 22nd as of the initial year? The initial year was on the first of this. And then the other year was on the 22nd of this. On the 22nd of this. And she had the year again on the first of the year. And she had another year on the 22nd, and then she had another year on the first of Sivan, and then she had another year on the 22nd of Sivan. So she had 3 years and 3 successive months, and it's all on the 22nd. So that means that she has a rias down on the 22nd. Now, so, but the rias on the 22nd, happened to be harnessed in the Yemenide. I mean, the Yom Mahui Yemenides, not in the Yemenide, because she didn't have any rias down in between. She had a rias down on the first of this, and then she had the rias down on the 22nd. She had the rias down on the first of the year, and then she had the rias down on the 22nd of the year. She had the rias down on the first of Sivan, and she had the rias down on the 22nd of Sivan. So Mela, she didn't become Zavidela. Since she didn't become Zavidela, so the Chesh, the town of disciples of him, leaders and disciples, is uninterrupted. So in other words, so that means that from the 8th till the 18th, that's in disciples. From the, and then from the 19th till the 25th, is the main news again. So that means the 22nd is the main news. So it's in such a case. So she establishes a lesson for what? Because the 22nd happened to be in the news, in the Yom Kippur news. So in Mele, she establishes in Veset Kavua, she already established in Veset Kavua, with the three Priests, and the 22nd of Nisan, 22nd of Iyar, 22nd of Sivan, she established in Veset Kavua, in the Yom Kippur news. So in Mele, she has the status of a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So Mele, every 22nd of the month is to be considered as a Yimah Veset. We go downward. Then something happened. So, and the 22nd of Tammuz, so she had to anticipate the Rias Dam. But she missed it. She didn't have a Rias Dam on the 22nd of Tammuz. But she had a Rias Dam. She had the Rias Dam on the 28th of Tammuz. In other words, there was a postponement of 5 days in her menstrual flow. The menstrual flow that should have taken place on the 22nd of Tammuz, in accordance with the regular pattern that she established, did not take place on the 22nd of Tammuz, but it came 5 days later, on the 28th of Tammuz. So he says, so he says, points of the Buddha be asleep in this world. What does it mean in this world? This world means this world as of philosophy. That means she was Buddha, she expected, according to her regular cycle, to have a Rias Dam on the 22nd of Tammuz. That was the 15th day as of the Tefillah. Rishit Soyin Chol. And when did she have the Rias Dam? Not on the 22nd of Tammuz, but on the 28th of Tammuz. Zerizeh Asur Misham. So now he is, that she is Asur Misham. She is Asur Misham. On the 22nd of all, and she's Asur Misham, on the 28th of all. And the 22nd of all, she's Asur Misham, because she already had 3 years. And the 22nd of this year, it's in. So remember, she established the Veset Kavua. And the Veset Kavua is not revoked by one deviation, only by 3 deviations. So the fact that she did not have a Rias Dam on the 22nd of Tammuz did not revoke the Veset Kavua of the 22nd. Of the 22nd. Only there will be three deviations. But some male she's actually shamish on the 22nd of all. But she's also Asurani Shamish, Mitzat Besejani Kavua, on the 28th of all. Because since in the previous month she had Rias Dam on the 28th of Tammuz, so she has the possibility, maybe in the incoming month, on the 28th of all, she will also have a Rias Dam. So it's Asur Misham, Shibs of Amai, Yuchot, and it's Asur. Bam, Dalam, Amor, Amar, Abina, Mashu, Mishon, Shibirot, Moshe, Chol, Yosu. Yosu, 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 So in other words, so the Tawach is mentioned by Shmuel, that in Yizide, she is not kivas, a Veset, This is not vice versa. Because if the aloha had been that it remains in Reshis, vice versa, so then why should Shmuel say that the svok doesn't mean the svok really also? But it means the svok with also. What's wrong with the svok really also? So what is wrong with the svok really also? Because that's in Izide. So we see that in Izide, she is not vice versa. Omar Afkote, I'm literally Schweitzi coming up in the scout, literally called Meichu Schmauti Meichushu. Now suppose she will have 3 years and this spoke the Riosu. And this spoke the Riosu. And this spoke the Riosu. So then she is not Kibas, as a lesson to one. But maybe she's a Surah Shamashi by her. Not mitzav besed kubua, but mitzav besed sheni kubua. Or we say, in view of the fact that the Rias Dam in the Imei Zive represents an pathological condition, so the Mele, even if she had 3 years in the Imei Zive, so not only she doesn't acquire the status of a Nisho who has a Vesek Kavua, she doesn't even acquire the status of a woman who has a Vesek Sheni Kavua, and she's Mutaris L'Shamash in Bayon too. Maru the Meichesh. Ishte, Yom Amin. So Rabbi in the scout, he didn't give him an answer. Omar Afkot in Yerzan. He wanted an invitation. So it goes without saying that 3 years in accordance with a certain cycles, a certain pattern in the Inizide, do not establish a Vesek Kavua. But does it have the effect? Do they have the effect after 3 years to establish a Vesek Kavua so that she should be a soul violent on that day? Now, what's the affinity between the Vesek Kavua and the Vesek Kavua? As far as being a soul violent is concerned, it's the same thing. If a woman has a Vesek Kavua to sit down on the 22nd of the month, so maybe she does not buy it. If she has a Vesek Sheni Kavua to sit on the 22nd of the month, she's also so buy it. Now the meaning is this, if she has a Vesek Kavua on the 22nd of the month, so even if there will be one shini, one deviation, she'll miss 1 month, the period. So she'll still be a soul in the Bible. Until she has three deviations, she misses 3 times. But she is Vesek Sheni Kavua. So once then she misses it 1 month, so she doesn't have to be chesh. So that's the shayla. Omer Afkot and Erzan, Hoy so you know the Israelite in the school, the sheep so you call, Zen is the Asur. That we all know. Rabbi Ramashmoel and Shonon the school, the Furoso, Shein Chomkei Zmerioso. Bishim so we come Zion. The Chiyad Rebio says we doubt the kind of misery in the gospel. We can tell you that it's a su. I'll know the Chalishim and all. Because so, Barab Kok, es the Vitaati, es the Vitaati, we go to Pisco, yes, the Zion and the Lord. Aber da wurde der Rabbi Shira Pote, wie mal, wie um es in Tati namen es in Zayinu. Ich habe mir auch sehr solidarisch, kann ich sich nicht wissen. Ja, kann ich nicht sagen, in der Hinoche, heit am Jeweis, der Rambi jene, die Kapsche jene, der Rambi jene, die Kapsche jene, die Kapsche Zeyde jene, der Rambi jachad jene, die Hadre nackte, kiri kamei nackte, oder kiri kore nackte, al kocho, kiri kamei nackte. So dann wollen wir jetzt, wir haben gemacht, welches, wie du ihn, Rappoppe, 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 in other words, whether we say can we come in acte or can we call an acte? Can we call an acte? That means if a woman has a vessel, let's say on the 23 months she has a vessel, she had a list down on the 22nd season, and she had the rears down on the 22nd of the year, the rears down on the 22nd of sea. So naturally, on the 22nd of Tammuz, she has to expect the rears down. She has a physical life. But on the 22nd of Tammuz, she didn't have any of his down. She didn't have any of his down. She had any of his down on the 28th of Tammuz. Now, when it's over, so when she asked her body, now, so the Mishnah says that she separated from the husband on the 22nd of the following month and on the 28th of the following month. In the following month, she is asur by law on both days. On the 22nd, she is in the following month, she is asur by law, machmas nesek kubua, because even though it had one shiur, one deviation, but it's not Mecca with one shiur, it's only Mecca with shiurim, with deviations. And she's also asur by law in the following month, on the 28th. Why? Because of the Vesel chain. So that goes without saying that she is separated from the husband in the next month and 2 days. On the 22nd and the 28th. But when we count the 22nd and the 28th, so how do we count, reckon it? Do we reckon it as of the previous 22nd or as of the previous 28th? So that's the machlokes between Rav Poppe and Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So Rav Poppe says that he didn't call him back. In other words, we have to reckon it as of the day when she should have had the menstrual flow, not as of the day when she actually had the menstrual flow. And Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda says no. It's he will come in back. In other words, they have to reckon it as of the day when she actually had the menstrual flow. Since the flow took place on the 28th of Tammuz, not on the 28th and the 22nd of Tammuz, the way it was expected to have taken place. So anyway, when she's asur b'ayin, and in the next month, on the 22nd and the 28th, so we have to reckon it as the 22nd and the 28th, as of the 28th of Tammuz, not the 22nd and the 28th, as of the 22nd of Tammuz. Whereas according to Rav Poppe, we have to reckon the 28th, the 22nd and the 28th, as of the 22nd of Tammuz. According to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, we have to reckon it as of the 28th of Tammuz. In other words, according to Rav Poppe, we have to reckon it as of the day she should have had the menstrual flow. And according to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, we have to reckon it as of the day she actually had the menstrual flow. So that's the matter. All right, we leave it here. Now, I don't want to discuss it because that's what about it. And for tomorrow, you have to go over all the cases on this Gemara. And that, then again, from this Gemara, there is a still a Mishnah Rambam. That's one of the Gemara that is counter to Mishnah Rambam. Because the Gemara says here, the Gemara says, "Lo yishono to spoke with the Rosso. Shein chompeiz lo yoso. Yoso lo yoso kore. Abo to spoke with the Rosso. It may be yoso kore. Loiko. So that means that according, that means, not like the Rambam, that it's not an uninterrupted treasure. That the watching comes, it is open, so then the commencement of the meeting is suspended. That's how it appears from this Gemara. So again, this Gemara is also one of the Gemaras that is counter-religious.
July 7th, Tessai and Thomas Hoshantok, Shem Mendes.
Omar Shmuel, he applied the Mishnah, Koach HaTzayim Keskastare, Rishabei Da'awochem, that Shein Olema, Shein Kuvas Lo Vesed Yisichi Yisimos. Now, how would he be? How does he know that? Omar Abisi Mishnah, Lo Shmaitza, Lo Abai Atam, Lo Pilom, Be'alo Amitam. Hoy so mit dem Bis sei in das Wort. Wie schien so wie im Kopf, זה מזה אסור. ואמרו תנאו, אמר אבינו משמעו, לא ישאו תצבות עם תימוסו, שיכול פייס לריוסו. ריוסו מנידו יקוי, אבל תצבות לריוסו, ותימוסו קוי, לא יקוי. So in other words, so we couldn't apply this Mishnah or Asu, that Zeb is Asu to the case of Tesvov Leviosa, because if it's Chavov Leviosa, so then it's Nimezid. So we see from that, from Shmuel's thing, that in the Nimezid, a Mishnah cannot be Kibas. אם צורך לימא תסבוב שובה שאוסר שי כל היהודים או שמתים את דיקאי בלון חי בלון נפריס משתי סמוך ופסט ויצור אם אני חוב שבוע עשה באישה לידוי אלו אוכל כל כשיהו זה ויגיע תסבוב עשו על אישה מחיץ שהאינבסטורי ועדיין הוא ירגוס יהיה לו פעם אחת ואינבסט נקע בפוחס נגידו פעם כשיגיע עדים חוב ולמי שולחו עשו לו אישה מחיץ שבו תקווה בסת מחוב לחוב שהאנשים סוף פעמחס למחוב וכן פעמיים למחוב זה אסור להתסבור למחוב אבו אבל דימו פה למחוב so הוא תגידו ונסע למחוב in other words if you have a vessel if she has a vessel קבוע so then it's wiped out it's revoked by three omissions, by three deviations, three shinim. But if it's a vessel chain of kavua, so one deviation, one omission, so wipes out, revokes the vessel. Lo yishon yudim tesvob an vessel kavua, lo yboye tot ezim el mekhe, elo shor yisom yikilo, li reisi im tesvob ut yirosu. We say yuzayim im nivam, vi reyem yim tesvob, vi reyem tesvob, שהוא יהיה עם חוב בייזר ליוסו וכמו שאומרו ימי זה יגוסים פתחס והרי דלת יומים שהגיעו יומים שהוא יומי יזבן נידו אבל תסבוב ליוסו ומזיבוס הכוי אלוי קום so Shmuel spells it out in so many words that if she accustomed herself to see down this three times תסבוב with yourself so the male gets in the zive she's not kibas investing gab yude mit das karte oma rapote am bito in schweite kam da bin das karte mikro di kopi mehu schmaude mehu schlo isch so the shire was true according to Shmuel so in isho cannot be kibas investing be amazing maybe it cannot be kibas in the vessel so that it should have the status of the vessel kavua so that it should require three omissions in order to revoke it but in order to have the status of a vessel chini kavua it may zibe so it's kibas in vessel chini kavua in other words that until there is one shino one omission one deviation so she has to be chisheshes for the rest. Or the may zive, he doesn't keep my stemmy she bears a change come. Ishti globally on a pocket earth. So at that point there is a machwake between Rapote and Rabunek and Rabishwa. According to Rabunek, according to Rapote, even though the may zive Shmuel says that she cannot be kibas ibeset, she cannot be kibas ibeset, but she cannot be kibas in Besek, bimei zive, so she cannot be kibas in Besek kubwa, bimei zive. But to have the status of the Besek sheni kubwa, then she can be kibas. According to Rav Kopp, and according to Rav Kopp, and Rav Yeshua, so even though she, in 3 months, she had the Riyas Dam, and the 15th as of the previous year which made it in the Yemezive so she is not Chisheshes even as for a Vesa Chenik Nerzana Hoi so Yimudo Yisrael 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 Vishin so Yimcho זה ביזה אסורים. ויום אבינו משואל לא ישומו אלו תספוק בתפילוסו שנחוב בייז לביוסו וישים זו ויהיו חוב זיין וכיחת לביוסי עשרים ויתרתי קיימו לו בסייך ימי זיבוס קיימו לו בסייך ימי זיבוס. So that right. Suppose the initial here was on the first of this. On the first of this. And then she had another here on the 22nd of this. On the 22nd of this. And then she had again. She had again a she spoke to us or she knows something with them. That means that she had a rie on the first of Nisan, and then a rie on the 22nd of Nisan, and then on the first of Iya she had a rie, and she had a rie on the 22nd of Iya, she had a rie on the first of Sivan, and she had a rie on the 22nd of Sivan, on the 22nd of Sivan. So she already had three ries in the Yimei Zivan. So, I'm sorry, in the Yimei Rie, I'm sorry, so that's in the Yimei Nide, in the Yimei Nide. So, the Shim Zom Yim Chom Zayim, Loi Shomel Tespov Yituloso, Shem Chom Beiz Liriyoso. So, if, let's say, she accustomed herself to have a Rie in 3 months, now the way Rashi explains it, so the whole Gemara deals with the Veset Achidesh, not with the best of logic. The Rabban applies it, explains it as best of logic. But from Rashi it appears that this whole Gemara deals with the best of things. Rashi here, but especially Rashi Dapsamadale at the end of the meeting. So Rashi applies it to invest of things. So that means, let's say she habituated herself to a certain rie, in a certain pattern. So in other words, let's say the initial rie was on the first of this. And then she had the rie on the 22nd of this. And then she had the rie on the first of the year and on the 22nd of the year. And the rie on the first of Sivan and on the 22nd of Sivan. She already has 3 ries. She already has 3 ries. Then on the 22nd of Tammuz, she had anticipated the years now, but she missed it. On the 22nd of Tammuz, she did not have any years now. But she had the years now 5 days later, on the 27th of Tammuz. On the 27th of Tammuz. So, no issue, I will test for the Yosu. She complains with Yosu. So there was a certain shinur in Tammuz. So instead of having a rias dam on the 22nd of Tammuz, in accordance with the usual pattern, so she missed it. And she had it on the 27th of Tammuz. So then, if we had the biose, as for the tarting, kind of what we say, if you may see boss, Kaimel of Yisrael Chimezi Vosso. Now, so if, let's say, then on the 22nd, so the Alochi is, so what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah say, she shows the Shinsu Yuchok, Zev is the Asur. So that means the 22nd of the following month is Osea, and the 22nd of the following month is Osea, and the 27th of the following month is Osea. So the 22nd of all is Osea, and the 27th of all is Osea. So, Aumel de Hashimon, Vikisomar Apoke, Esrim Vitartim, from this Moshe Admoni, it's Mashma that we are not dealing with a Veset Achidesh, but we are dealing with the Veset Haflot. That's how it's Mashma. But from Rashi Daf Samar Dalet, it's Mashma that we are dealing with the Veset Achidesh. I mean, not Zakhtumina, because Not every month is 30 days, so it's ever blowing out of chosa. So sometimes there might be enough community. But the Gemara says, because someone has a peaceful vitality, me eschim vitality, nido peaceful, me eschim vizayim. So, in other words, according to Rapote, so as far as being chesish for the blessing of the 22nd, so we have to start counting from the 22nd. Esri vitaltim, esri vitaltim. Esri vitaltim, esri vitaltim. But nido pisho mi esri vizayim. So from this Gemara, it's a steer. I mentioned it yesterday. So from this Gemara, there is a steer to Shiras Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, in counting the cycles of the Yehudah and the Yehudah, it's always an uninterrupted count. Whether she sees or she doesn't see. Here the Gemara says, Nido Bisho, that means in regard to the count of the cycles of the Yehudah and Yehudah, inasmuch as there was a deferment for 5 days, and the Rie took place 5 days later than it should have taken place, so Mele, when she had the Rie, on the 27th of Tammuz, rather than on the 22nd of Tammuz, so that commences the beginning of the cycle of human living. According to the Rambam, whether she has a knee or she doesn't have a knee, it's an uninterrupted question. Why do you want to say, Nidu Bishom Eschim Zayim? So it's a Gemara Mefureshes, again, another Gemara Mefureshes, Neged Rambam. Alright, so what was Rapote trying to deduce from this in regard to the Abaye? In regard to Rapote's child, as well, we may see it. She cannot be kibah as if it's a kibah, but maybe it can be mikvah as if it's a chain kibah, so that it should require one shin in order to evoke it. So we speak it from this member of Shmuel, and Shmuel explained it in the Mishneh, that someone knowledge, that it, while it is in it, it cannot be mikvah as if it's a kibah, but it has the status of invested chain kibah. Because the Mishnah says Zevize Asuri. What does it mean Zevize Asuri? Zevize Asuri means that she is Asura to the husband on the 22nd of all and on the 27th. But as far as the count of the cycles of Yemenite and Yemizive are concerned, so then we have to start counting from the 27th. So in other words, the 22nd, she's also on the 22nd of all, but the 22nd of all is only about 17 days as of the previous year, because the previous Rie took place not on the 22nd of Tammuz, it took place on the 27th of Tammuz. So Mele, what kind of an interval is there? What kind of an interval is there between the 27th of Tammuz and the 22nd of Ob? So 17 days. So 17 days, so that means it's still within the Yudalef Yom Shel Yom Nidah, because it takes 19, there is an interval of 18 days between one Tchilas Nidah and the next cycle of Tchilas Nidah. If the last cycle of Yom Nidah started on the commence on the 27th of Tammuz, so Mele, when it's the 22nd of so it's in Mizimo, so why is she Asura? But initial device, especially if you lose muscle, because it's a pathological condition, the answer is initial device, vessel disease muscle only implies that it's not treated like a vessel kavua, so that it should require three shinuyim in order to wipe it out, in order to remove it. But as a vessel chaini kavua, it still is considered some melee. That's why she has saw the Bible on the 22nd as of the 27th. Alright. So it's an ayah that even though she is not kibas a vessel, we may see also as a vessel kavua, but as a vessel chaini kavua, she is kibas. We could turn our soul. So, or he said, Vomarab, the height is for by the Tula Shukhov Bains of the Yosuf, which is so Homsai. We could tell me the Himote in Homsai as so many shamans. We could sound like the high Homsai's love, we are Sabinu Koma. And we have Bains where he say, show you so who you are. You hear this thing, we will go say, the having a Zion, you get the Zion of the Yosuf, who we take him in Zivo, he will hear us from Zion. We could tell us all the Chod also complains the Hesh Beyeim showing so who you are. Really, if you should build the ball, kind of be me Zime, the Hesh Beyeim also in Parishes. Because some are a popping in Mexico without in the skin of the law, we in Chabez Manino. Claim a lot from Bez with Rias the Mugo, showing up from Zion. And the Chabez me him showing so who you are in the Mugo. Whom we call a popping in Zime, because some are Nino with peace holding in the Delso, the Zepo, me as the Zion Manino. The Hyman me in Rias the Mugo, whom we in Rias from Zion, and the Hashtag we have a Elo with Zion. He will name show who you are in the Mugo. Kishet Bilbo, Maninon, given me this is if we have a call in a zebra, the hopefully Chobbeis Mariei. Alright. Omale Rabbuna prayed to Rabbi Yeshua, so that's a Papishite. That even though a Misho is not Kibas, it does say, we say it in a zebra, so it does not have the status of a Vesed Kavua, but it still has a status of a Vesed Sheni Kavua. So, peace Chokor Heshman Amido in Yerze. Omale Rabbuna Great Rabbi Shir Rapope, Mimai Gil Meshi, Mitalti Nanemes, Zayaminon, Yihat Rabioses, Mitalti, Kaino, Bisech, Yemeni Doso. So Rabbuna Great Rabbi Shua is Helika Rapope. And Rabbuna Great Rabbi Shua holds that when we count in the Hejbin Abestes, so we only count as of the day when there was an actual year, not Mian Oro. According to Rapope, we reckon from the Mian Oro. Mian Oro means, even though on the 22nd of Tammuz there was no year, and the year took place on the 27th of Tammuz, but in reckoning the future, in predicting the future year, we have to start reckoning from the 22nd of Tammuz, not from the 22nd. That's Rafotish. In other words, that's called Mian Oro. And the contra of Rabbi Yeshua, so we don't reckon the Mian Oro, we don't reckon from the day she should have had a year, but from the day she had a year. In other words, not the Mian Oro. So, come Rabbuna Great Rabbi Shir Rapope, we might deal with Eschim without the name of Eschim Zayin in him. We don't count Mian Oro. The Rehadre Rose, Eschim without the Kaino Lom Bisech Yimei Doso. Kaino Lom Bisech Yimei Doso. In other words, so it is again Bisech Yimei Doso. But Hanan Mistabre, the Nintendo Ohem. Because Rabbuna Great Rabbi Shua says that we don't reckon the Mian Oro, but from the day or the day that the year actually took place. Rochanan Mistar, in other words, from the whole Gemara here, it's mashma, not the way Rashi explains it in Daf Samad Daled, that when the Mishnah talks of Hoiso, the Yudo Mia stated in this world, he sees so in Ho. So the Mishnah is reference to the Veset Achidesh. But from the Roshna Hagmore here, it's mashma the way the Ramban and the Rashbo explain it in Daf Samad Daled Nida, that it is that it has reference to Veset Achidesh, because the Roshna Hagmore is because of the Rapport Esrin Vitalti Miesrin Vitalti Manino. Nido Kishon Yeshrim Bizayan Manino. So Esrim Vitartim Yeshrim Vitartim Manino. So that means we start counting the 22nd day as of the 22nd day. So it's a riot that is indicative of a Vesed Achrode, not of a Vesed Achidesh. So because if the Gemara, if the Pshat, if the Mishneh dealt with Vesed Achidesh, so then the Losh Nagmore should be, because of the Rav Kope, Esrim Vitartim Manino. Not Esrim Vitartim, May Esrim Vitartim Manino. But Esrim Vitartim Manino. In view of the fact that the previous years took place on the 22nd, so we have to be reaching for the next 22nd, in the next month. And the Rosh Nagmori is Esrim Vitartim, May Esrim Vitartim Manino. So that indicates that the Mishnah deals not with the Vesed Achidesh, but with Vesed Achidesh. Right, that's another shayla. That's another shayla. So, but Rabbeinu Brid Rav Yeshua says, no. Mimai deal with Esrim Vitartim, Namo Esrim Vizayim Manino. Ich had the laws in Esrim Vitartim, Kaimu Lo Bisechim Manino. In other words, if we say that Esrim Vitartim, Yichom Zayim Manino, so then there is an interval of 17 days. So it's in the Zibe. But if we say Esrim Vitartim, Esrim Vitartim, Manino, so then there is only an interval of 17 days from one year to the next one. So it's in the Zibe. But if we say we not made a year in a row, but we start counting. So that it should have the status of Beze Shem Gavua. So according to Rabbeinu Brid Rav Yeshua, we can say that the Beis Zikosa, according to Shmuel, is she doesn't have to be Chisheshes altogether. And even though a woman established a Beze in the Beis Zibe, so the next month, when that day comes, she is Mutaris Levayo, according to Rabbeinu Brid Rav Yeshua. Rochana Misad, Rabbeinu Brid Rav Yeshua. Like Rabbeinu Brid Rav Yeshua. In other words, the Rabbeinu Brid Rav Yeshua says that we do not reckon it with me in a row, but we start counting from the last year, not from the day when the last year should have taken place, but from the day when it actually took place. The Ritimoche, Haitalidel, Talmudut, the Ramyayin, the Kapshayin, the Ramyayin, the Kapshayin. Suppose you have the hand that lays an egg one day, and then one day it does not lay any eggs. So let's say it lay eggs on Sunday. On Monday it stopped laying eggs. So Rami Yeme, it lay eggs on Sunday, we capture it, and it rested on Monday. We Rami Yeme, and then it lay eggs on Tuesday. We captured it and it rested on Wednesday. And it rested on Wednesday. So then the prediction was that on Thursday she should lay eggs. And then on Thursday she didn't lay any eggs, and on Friday she didn't lay any eggs. And then on Shabbos the Ramya Hadeh, and on Shabbos she lay eggs. So then, when we are to anticipate when we shall lay eggs, what are we going to say? The Ram Yechadeh, Kehadra Nakti, and on Shabbos shall lay eggs again. So then we have to predict, we have to anticipate, Kehadra Nakti Kedoy Kami, that in the future, still she'll lay one day eggs, and the other day not, and again. We're not going to say that we'll have to reckon it as of the day she should have laid eggs. In other words, as of Thursday. Ki had an akte, ki will come an akte, or you can be called an akte. I'll call her to become an akte. So in other words, since she, the head, habituated itself to lay eggs one day and to rest one day, so we have to follow up. So in other words, so Sunday she lay eggs, Monday she did not, Tuesday she did, Tuesday she did, Wednesday she didn't, and Thursday she should have, but she did not, and Friday she did not, even Shabbos she did. Shabbos she did. So then we have to anticipate that on Sunday she wouldn't, and on Monday she would lay eggs. We, in other words, people come in, not in the middle. If we were to reckon it with me in a row, so since the hen was expected to lay eggs on Thursday, so then on Thursday was expected to lay eggs, so Lele, so then on Friday she should not have laid eggs. Now, on Thursday she was supposed to have laid eggs, so then on Friday she should have rested. And I mean, what will be the afternoon here? Actually, I can guilty to the rambling in there, the capturing. So let's say, in the first day, when she initially laid eggs, was Sunday. So, the capturing there, and she rested on Monday, the rambling in there, on Tuesday. The capturing there on Wednesday. The capturing there on Wednesday. Then we have to say the capturing on Wednesday. We have to say the pshat was in the morning, the capturing on Wednesday, and then on Thursday it lays, and then the capture praying. The capture praying, in other words, so capturing on Wednesday, and then capture training means, and she lay eggs on Thursday, and then Friday and Shabbos she didn't lay eggs, and then Viram Yechadim, and on Sunday she lay eggs. So then you have an accident. So how are we to predict that on Monday she wouldn't lay eggs, and on Tuesday again? But if we say he will come in after, but if we say can be called an actor with me in a row, so since on Thursday she lay eggs, and then on Friday and Shabbos she didn't, and on Sunday she did, so we'll have to reckon with me in a row. On Thursday she did, Friday she did not, so on Shabbos she's supposed to have laid eggs, but she didn't. But then on Shabbos she was supposed, so then on Sunday she lay eggs. So if we are going to say ki kamei, so then on Monday we should expect the hen to lay eggs, and we don't say that, because since for some reason, so 2 days she rested, and then on Sunday she lay eggs again, so we are predicting that on Monday she will not lay eggs. And we do not say can you call an act day that we have to reckon it we need in a row, and since the hen was expected to lay eggs on Shabbos, so even though she did not and she lay eggs on Sunday, but we in predicting Monday we should say that on Monday she lay eggs, if we are going to say Kidnikovanakti, but we don't say that, we are predicting that on Monday she will not lay eggs, and on Tuesday she lay eggs. So that means, in that case, we reckon it not only at all, but we start counting it as of the day when the hen actually laid eggs. So the same thing should be true. Should be true or best. Now let's see the last one. Mimai the hiding from the Israel, Mamilami information, so we will raise Kishi, you call the motto you can see, the Hajjuru or Shamoras of Khazayan, you may have been complained that Sina or Manuel, you also should for sure be saying, the Hadros and the Hobbes, the kind of Yom 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 دانشه خشیم چه متعرض به قدوس ها روی بیس میخواب بیس میخواب بیس اصلا را ده هشت هر خواب بیس بریه هر روی خواب بیس به خیش بریه میشه روی سهوده روی بیس روی باز اصلا میشه باش آشه در فرخزه از به قدوس ها میتی رهلیه چه روی زنی ریاس ها در این راهی سانی بود روی بیس روی خواب بیس بریه وی میشه روی خواب بیس روی ما هم را این تا در خخزه از به دست ها روی کچه از به تراس ها روی بیانی مراراس ها که نشه یا میرو به خیش بریه شو تخیل ها روی خیشه از به دیگرس خواب بیس روی چرا هست Die Idee war, halt am Gürtel, wir haben ihn, wir katschen ihn, wir haben ihn, wir katschen ihn, wir katschen ihn, wir haben ihn, Kabelnackel, Kabelnackel, Brüder, Tangier, Solokio, Hattel, Winzer, Leben, wir haben ihn noch, und Hattel, den Kino, wir haben ihn dauernd, die Schiebsemester, wie unten wir das in ihm dauernd, da haben wir Trainer, wir haben ihn, Schischi, Kabelnackel, in Reserves, in Norden, Hattel, Leben, wir haben ihn, den Kabelnackel, wir haben ihn, Reserves, in Reserves, in Reserves, die Psalmen, Schachel, in Bo, Schiebkino, Matthäus, in Schmied, אוי כי מקומן אקט ומתייחש משהו יסרוי או להתי מתחיל או שהוא יסרוי או מילים בהם ירענו ביבור ולהתו בזיין ירענו בחס השתם עתיר עם זיין ומיבור כדי לביזיון ראשון וגיליתם במיוחס כדי שהוא יסרוי או לכן מרישי על כל רגל כמן אקט ואומי שנאמי כשחיזר עשר בסטו מירס ליחובייס רב מתייחש מרישי אלו ליחובייס לביוסו דיוקה חיינו הוא יעשינו אומר לרפות Elo doba bishlokish. Ich schocke Basis. So there is a machlekes between Rapope and Rabone and Rabbi Yeshua as to whether we count. We count it. We reckon in the Vestas, in the Cheshbon of Vestas, we reckon in me in a hole, as Rapope says, we start counting. In other words, if a woman established a cycle, a pattern of having a discharge of God every 22nd day, and in 1 month there was an omission, and she did not see it on the 22nd, she saw it on the 27th. So, in predicting in the following month, in the next month, are we to reckon it from the day she was expected to have seen the God? Or we have to reckon it from the day she saw the God? Do we start reckoning 22nd? As of the 22nd, that's the way Rapope says, or 22nd as of 27th. So Rapope says, the road of the shops, each of the past for this at the Sikhi Benzi was, the each of the past for this at the Sikhi Benzi was, the Rabbeinu normally should have asked for this at the Sikhi Benzi was, so Hechadome, love kicking the Chazoy, Reish Yalch and Hamish Yalch. וריש יערכה וחמישה ליערכה ויאש וחזוי וחמישה ליערכה וריש יערכה וחזוי so we call מריש וביבסס ובאס ובסס 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 so רבי יחנן says that אישו יסקי באס ובסס 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 וריש יערכה לנינו נמרות so this is how Rapope visualizes the case of the מחלקת between חשבוקי של רבי יחנן In other words, there is a lot. Both, Rebbeichen and Rishlokish, both agree that the Nisho is Kibas Modeset, the Seichel Mezim also. And they have the Machleke says whether she Kibas Veset, the Seichel Mezim also. The Seichel Mezim also. So Rebbeichen says, Rishlokish says, why the Seichel Mezim also? She is Kibas Veset. God be saying you may do so, she is not the basis. And Abyechen says, no, not only is it Shoki Basi Vesit, we say he may see also, she is even the basis vessel, we say he may do so. But both agree that we say he may see also, she is the basis vessel, people is looking. Now, how can that be reconciled with what will say? I'm going to doubt it. That the Nisho is not Kibatzi Vesed, Bisech Himezi Vosso. He said, Loi Shomer Lefi Svok Vitri Vosso, Shei Chobbei Vitri Vosso. The Osso Vini Vosso Koi, Abo Tisvok Vitri Vosso, Himezi Vosso Koi, Loi Kof. So, Shmuel said it as he got a portion, that it will be Himezi Vosso, she's not Kibatzi. Here, Rebecha and the Shlokish, both agree that Himezi Vosso, she is Kibatzi. But the Achilleh can regard to you in the gospel. So Heisve says, on the Dalek, that from it, Lamites on the Dalet. Now let's look to the basics here. Lamites on the Dalet. Abune Bahio Mashmel, Lena Shiniki Vas, Vesel, the Mazigos, the Royal Boy of the Spira Zivo Manish, the Nikibas, El Mashma da Pubiokim or Winning Mazivin, Abogadavinizo, Umayona Soso. In other words, because I mentioned yesterday, that's very important, the expression the Menide and the expression the Menzibe has a double meaning. Because the Menide can have the meaning of actual loose if a woman had an initial year on the first of this. So the first days, the first 7 days in this week, are the Menide of actual loose. Of the Menide Shehoas. But Yemenide has another meaning also. In other words, if a woman had an initial year on the first of this, and then she had a night, and then on the 19th of this, she does not have a year. So the 19th of this would mark the beginning of the Yemenide Horuim. So it's also called Yemenidos. The same thing is true of Yemenzive, the expression Yemenzive. Sometimes as the meaning of actual Zive, if a woman had an initial Riyah on the first of this, and then she had the Riyah on the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this, so she, mommy becomes a Zavadeh. And suppose she has another Riyah on the 8th of this, so she becomes a Zavadeh. So it's actual Zivus. Or when sometimes the expression Yudit Zive is descriptive of the Yudalef Heim that are really Mezive, even though she didn't see any Yudal. So things are said as follows. You know in the boy, according to Shmuel, so Elisha cannot be kibas in Mezive in the Mezivoso that are really Mezive, Svira Zivoso. The Goyimi Boyim is Sphira Ziva Mamej that goes without saying that she's a kibas. El Mashmalach will be only for who you is here. Avogadei Nizo, Umayono Soso, Eine Kibas, Kidishereya Kamachas, Teir Yud Alefie. So according to Tesis, there is a machlekes between Shmuel on one hand and Rabbi Yechanan and Mishlokish on the other hand. Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel Shiti is that the Misha cannot be kibas in Vesel. Cannot be kibas in Vesel, Bimei Zivosa. Not only she cannot be kibas in Vesel, Bimei Zivosa, of Zivosa Mamesh, but she cannot be kibas in Vesel in the Yomim Ahuim Lizivo. What does it mean? Yomim Ahuim Lizivo, that means the Yudalef Yehi that follow immediately upon actual news. So she cannot be kibas. She cannot be kibas. Now, according to Shmuel, on which days can a woman be kibas? Yes. On which days? So Shmuel says that the Mezivoso, she cannot be kibas in Eze. And the Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokim say that the Mezivoso, she can be kibas in Eze. Utomika Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokim, the Amri Misomuhi, she kibas in Eze, the Mezivoso Mamesh, the Amri Menzas in Eze, Dumye the Tirchim in Yoso, the Koshki, the Kibas, the Yomi Mahuni in Eze, the Kanyo, the Rabbi Yechanan, the Shmuel, the Noah Tirchim in Eze. So according to the case, there is a Machlekes between Shmuel on one hand and Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish on the other hand. According to Shmuel, a woman cannot be kibas in Vese in Yemen Zivo. Needless to mention, in the Yemen Zivo of actual Zivo, in the Yemen Zivo where she did have a Islam, but even in the Yemen Zivo that are really Zivo. So she cannot be kibas in Vese, according to Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, so needless to mention that the Misha can be the kibas in Vesel in the Yomi Horuim Zivo, but she can even be kibas in Vesel in the Yomi in which she did Zida. She can be kibas in Vesel. of what you call to Shmuel, she cannot be kibas ivese. In the yomim hohuyi, she cannot be kibas ivese in the yomim, even the yomim hohuyi means. How about in the Yiddo? So we have a machlokes between Rabbi and Shmuel. So, I'm sorry, between Rabbi and Shmuel. According to Mishlokish, in the Zivo, she can be kibas ivese, in the Yimei Yiddo, she cannot. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, even in the Yimei, so it goes without saying that since Rabbi Yechanan, who says that in the since Rish Lakish, who says, it goes without saying that since Rish Lakish, who is Chelik HaShmuel in regard to the Nizivah, and he says that in the Nizivah she can be kibas ivese. So, but in the Yiddo, he says no. So certainly, so he had the Kalachim of logic. Shmuel, who says that even in the Nizivah she cannot be kibas, that in the Yiddo, certainly not, a Kalachim of logic. So that means that according to Shmuel, and a woman cannot be kibas ivese in the main zivoso, not only the main zivoso of actual zivus, but the main zivoso of who is zivon. She cannot be kibas ivese. And needless to mention that according to Shmuel, she cannot be kibas ivese in the middle. So the question is, in what ways? Can she be kibas ivese? You mean zivon not, and you mean nito certainly not. So in which days can she be, 1 second, please let me explain. So in which days can she be kibas ivese? The answer is, in the minito, or when we need to solve, then of course she can get kibas ivese. Otherwise, there would be a concept of vese. So, when is there a concept, a principle of vesekes, of kriyas vesek, according to Shmuel, in the yomim, hohuin uimenito. But yomim hohuin uizibo, she cannot be kibas. Yomim of actual nidus, so certainly not. But when certainly yes, even according to Shmuel, that is, the yomim that are not huin uizibo, but are huin uimenito, but they are not yomim of actual nidus. So, in those yomim, so, according to Shmuel, Elisha can be kibas ivese. Masha'im came in the yomim of actual nidus, so according to Shmuel, certainly she cannot be kibas ivese. And even according to Mishloch, she cannot be kibas ivese. Only according to Rabbi Yechanan, she can be kibas ivese. And when can she be kibas ivese, according to Shmuel? In the yomim, hohuyin uimidoso, but shaloi osa bahem. So in those days, a woman can be kibas ivese. That's Shmuel. Mashim ke Rabbi Yechanan and Mishlokish, they are both chelik according to princes. They are both chelik according to princes. And they say that in Yimei Zivo, a woman can be kibas ivese. Not only in Yimei Zivo that are all Zivo, but even in Yimei Zivo where there was actual Zivo. So she can still be kibas ivese. That's the issue. However, many Rishayim, probably most Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ram, and the spouse and she was arrived, they say that inasmuch as the Gemara doesn't spell it out, and the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, that Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish are chilek on Shmuel at all, the Gemara mentions Shmuel's Kinte, that of the Mishneh, and the Gemara doesn't say that Shmuel's deen is contrary to Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. So that indicates that no one is chelek on Shmuel's name. So how can we reconcile this Gemara? We have the machlekes. So we have the machlekes between the Shlokish and the Vilchemes, whether Elisha is kivas, ibesev, maybe doso, of actual Yiddish or not. But both say that bimei zivoso, they can be kivas, ibesev, can be kivas, ibesev. How can we reconcile the memory of the Vilchemes and the Shlokish, who apparently both agree that bimei Zivoso, she can be kibas. They are only chilek in regard to the Yidoso and the member of Shmuel. So the Ramban is that the Ayur Chiket, the Ayur and the Ramban and the Rashba, they say that just as the Gemara distinguishes in regard the Gemara that when you are as the cash. When you are as the cash. Who's not in the psychic? Also, we boy a DJ. So, in the days of actual news, doesn't require DJ. So, he is a Russian law, he's got a Russian pass, the best is a Chinese also, the Russian pass, the best is a Chinese also. So, it's of no significance. Why should you make it DJ? In actual news, because she cannot be kibas and beset anyway. And as far as even Truma is concerned, as Henry Truma is concerned, so why does she have to make a decay? Even if she doesn't see her down, she's so down on the first of Nisi, she cannot handle Truma anyway, because she's 3 or 7 days. So why should she make a decay? So Elisha Asuka Bitares should be Mechuyeves in the way leader of actual news, make it decay, even though it doesn't make any difference to her as far as Henry Tares and these 7 days anyway, she cannot have her Tares. She's laid off from the rear that she had. But in order to know when is her vessel? When is her vessel? So she should take it to and the contrary, she can be kibas and vessel. In the way, it does all the actual needles. Omer Abirche, ki amina no eich de chazise ni mayon soso. Abel chazise ni mayon persuach, lo yamre. So in other words, when does Rabbi Yerichan say that the Nisho is not called kibas and vessel, that a Nisho is the definition is kibas ibeset v'seichim yoso only the real nidus of actual nidus was mayim soso, but if it was the real in the main nidus was mayim pesuach, so then Rabbi Yechon is also made that Elisha is not kibas ibeset be made with us of actual leaders, if it is in my episode. So the male, so the Gemara here makes a distinction. He according to Rabbi Yechon, who says that Elisha is not kibas, is kibas in Eset. Be made with us only in my own soso. If the real takes place, in my own soso. But if the real takes place, in my own pesuach, then Elisha is dead, and Elisha, then Rabbi Yechon is made it, that Elisha is not kolvas, he beset, be seich, he made it also. So the Mele, the Ayvet, the Rambam, and the Hashbor, they say, there is no machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon and Shlokes. Shmuel says, in Shokivas, no beset, we say Chilezi Vosso. And Rabbeinu and Mishlokish both appear to say that Elisha is Kivasi Veset, we say Chilezi Vosso, they are only Chilek in regard to Chilezi Vosso. The answer is, Shmuel, when he says that Elisha is not Kivasi Veset, we say Chilezi Vosso, say Chilezi Vosso, even Chilezi Vosso that are we receive it, certainly, you mean Zivoso. of where there was an actuality there. So Shmuel is reference to Yemizi Vassal, to Yemizi Vassal, the Mayor Pasuach, and Yerich and Yemizi Lokish, who say both that Yemizi Vassal, even can be Kibasi Vassal, have reference to Mayor Sosso. Now, what does it mean, Mayor Sosso, in Yemizi Vassal? What does it mean, Mayor Sosso? What does it mean, my sosom yimizibosom? And what does it mean, my pesuach yimizibosom? Well, that depends. What does it mean, my sosom yimizibosom? And what does it mean, my sosom in my pesuach yimizibosom? So, in regard to yimizibosom, so that two machines and Rashi. So, but this is the shita of the Raivet and the Rabban, that there is no machlekes between Shmuel on one hand and the Rechem and the Shlokish on the other. But Shmuel, when he says that the Nisho is not Kibasi Beset, he means the Vosso, even Yomim or we means the Vosso. Needless to mention, Yomim of actual Zibet, so Shmuel has reference to the Mayim Pesuach. In the Vosso, the Mayim Pesuach, where the Mayim is Pesuach. And Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish, who both say that the Nisho can be Kibasi Veset, can be Kibasi Veset in Yimizi Vosom, they are only Chilek in Yimizi Vosom. So if Rimona says that they are only Chilek in Yimizi Vosom in Mayim Sosom, so Mele, when Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish both imply that in Yimizi Vosom, in Yimizi Vosom, she cannot, Yimizibosom, she can be Kibasi Veset, so it, they have reference to a Nisho of Yimizibosom where the Mayon is Sosom. So when Mayon is Sosom, so even Shmuel will agree that she can be Kibasi Veset. And Shmuel, when he says she cannot be Kibasi Veset, he has reference to a Nisho where the Mayon is Sosom.
Is this so obvious that the Gemara didn't need to clarify?
Let me explain. I'm not going to answer any questions. Because I have to concentrate on the Hashbeinus, and I'm not going to answer any questions. That's all. You can have a little patience. I'm not going to answer any questions now. Omer Rapope, several times I became confused because questions were asked and interrupted my concentration. Because of that, I became confused. I'm not going to answer any questions. And whenever I discuss something that requires Hashbeinus, please don't interrupt me. It's very unfair to interrupt me. Omer Rapope. Now, Omer Rapope. Elohod Omer Shlokish. Isho Kibas Lobese. He said, Chimezi Vosso. Venisho Kibas Lobese. He said, Chimezi Vosso. Venadei Chanoma. Isho Kibas Lobese. We say Chimei Dosso. Hey, Chadome. Latki gave the Chazoye Rish Yalche, the Chamisha Yalche, the Rish Yalche, the Chamisha Yalche. We hash the Chazoye, the Chamisha Yalche. Uvi Rish Yalche, Loi Chazoye. We come out. Isho Kibas Lobese, we say Chimei Dosso. So, in other words, when Rabbi Chen says, Isho Kibas Lobese, we say Chimei Dosso. So, how does Rav Popper visualize it? He visualized it in connection with the case where a woman sat down on the first of Nisan and on the fifth of Nisan, on the first of the year and on the fifth of the year, and then on Sivan she didn't have an Eriya on the first of Sivan, but she had an Eriya on the fifth of Sivan. So this is how Rav Popper visualizes the tzio of Rabbi Yochanan Saloche of Isho Kibas Lobesek Zeichim Menidoso. So he calls it the Zeichim Menidoso. How is it called the Zeichim Menidoso? Bishleim, if we say that we always reckon Leminyan O'ol, so then we can understand. So in other words, now there is a difficulty in this Gemara. I mean, taste is disgusting. So, here we don't even have any, you know. Bishleime, if Rav Popper had said King Hazel, Rish Yahweh, Vihamish of Yahweh, Virish Yahweh, Vihamish of Yahweh. And then, again, Rish Yahweh and Hamish of Yahweh. So there, and then the question would be, now, that's the way Tesis mentions. The Oma Bifarikame, the entire Shaito, Elo Bishas Nesida. So, in other words, because there is a certain difficulty in this Gemara. Rapope mentions a Raya. Rapope mentions a Raya. That we are mainly investors, we reckon in me and all. What does it mean in me and all? Me and all means that we start reckoning from the day she was expected to see, even though she didn't see. So what's the raya? Because he says, "Kigind hazoy rishiach and hamish liach, virishiach and hamish liach. Vash hazoy and hamish liach and virishiach and hazoy. We come out and she gives us a message. She can do so. Almen rishiach and manino." So the question is, that's the shayla that all the shayim raise. So in this case, even if we are going to assume that many women in a row, so that is only shayach if a certain pattern has been established through Chazok by 3 years. But in the case where she had the riyas down on the first of this and on the fifth of this, and on the first of the year, and on the fifth of the year, and then on the first of Sivan she didn't see, and on the fifth of Sivan she saw. And so Tamechem says in such a case that she is kibas a vessel to see on the fifth of every month. In other words, she has to expect on the fifth of Tammuz. At fifth Tammuz, even though it's the main doso, and why is it the main doso? Because we are mainly the main all. So Bishleime, if she already had seen 3 times on the first of the month, so there, it would be considered a vessel of one in the main Midoso. But she only saw 2 on the first of the month, on the first of Nisan, and on the first of Iyan. On the first of Sivan she didn't see. She saw on the fifth of Sivan. So on the fifth of Sivan. So we do not have 3 days and the 3 times on the fifth of the month be made Midoso. Because since she didn't see on the first of Sivan. So how can he mention a raya from this Gemara that it's made in the Minyanol? So because of that, Tesis has one Moshe at the Bade, and Tesis says that when Rav Poppe says Latidin Hazoye, he also means and she saw on the first of Sivri Shevri is done, and on the fifth of Sivri. This is what he says. So he says, the year before the Maya came Shavua, so he was in the Rish Yalche, Baby Yalche. So she saw in Isin Rish Yalche, Baby Yalche, in Yabu Rish Yalche, Baby Yalche, in Sin Rish Yalche, Baby Yalche. They walk in the Shah Maskia, in the Shah Maskia, what is it? The Hanam Fay come and come up, what is it? The Hotel Rasa. The Hotel Rasa, the Hashta Hazoy, the Hebi Yalche, the Rish Yalche, the Hazoy, Lavi Shindal, the Riesu, Hashta, Kobolo Besset, Dok. So what Rav Poppe is visualizing is this. On the first of Nisan and on the fifth of Nisan, Shevri is done. On the first of the year and the fifth of the year, Shevri is done. On the first of Sivri and on the fifth of Sivri, Shevri is done. Then in Tammuz, she did not have the is done on the first of Tammuz. Even though she already established a message of seeing down on the first of Tammuz, but there was an omission. There was an omission. On the fifth of Tammuz, she had the Riyas down. So, what is the Shaila? Now, what is the Shaila? So, what is the Raya at all? So how can we deduce from this seal that made the Riyas all? She already had 3 years on the fifth of the month. We made it also manage without recourse to the question as to whether men will be or not. But because Rabbeis Hashita is that a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so if she has a Beset Kavua in accordance with the cycle, the pattern, so then it's Daya Shaila. If a woman who has a Beset Kavua has a Riyas Dam in accordance with the pattern, her cycle, so then it's Daya Shaila. We don't contaminate all the time she handled within the 24 hours prior. So anyway, in this case, when Rabbi Yochanan says, Isha Kavas Beset Bisech Yemei Nidoso, in other words, we consider it as if it was, as if the Riyah took place in accordance with the pattern. So in the Melech, we are not mitabei the Taras in Mafreya. So that means that we are made in the Riyah. So, if Hashle Chazoye, Dok Kvo, El Reimaloch, Shedayu Shaito B'Riyazu, Kim Rabdei Sedomar Ferekame, Dein Dayu Shaito B'Shasves Nadav, Umiu, So that's a raya. Umiu Avroi Maaso Ashto, Havu Motzal Meva, Dikomu Beset, Dini Shasuo, Behem Yalche, Achidoka, Beset Dimukom, Rashle Mucha, Avro Gav, Dibirubiye, Moi Chazoye, Rish Yalche, Komu Beset, Behem Yalche, And we it's Dayu Shaito, when she has Riyas Dam on the fifth of Tammuz, so it's Dayu Shaito. Mishum dechidu shavua sogimu zim hei yalche gam bechidu dalet choshu kiruva sogish yalche. So it's a raya that maybe we need a role, because if we were not maybe we need a role, so then this riya on the fifth of Tammuz would not conform to the regular pattern. Because the regular pattern is to see on the fifth, subsequent to a Riyah on the first. That's a pattern. If a woman saw on 3 months on this Riyah Sivu, on the first and on the fifth, so that means she established the habit of having a flow of dam on the fifth of the month, subsequent to a flow on the first of the month. So if now here she had in 3 months she had a flow of dam on the fifth of the month, in this year and seven, subsequent following a flow on the first of the month. But on Tammuz she had a flow on the fifth, but it wasn't subsequent to a flow on the first. So if we say Menuhinho, so in other words, we consider that which was expected to happen as if it happened. So the Mele, in regard to the Cheshbon of Esther, we have to assume, to imagine, as if she did sit down on the first of Tammuz. Even though we see she did. Well, that is to be ignored. We are Menuhinho. So since she was expected to see, so we consider it as if she saw. So the Mele, the Rias Daman, the fifth of Tammuz, conforms to the pattern of seeing Dam on the fifth of the month, subsequent to a flow of Dam on the first of the month. But if we don't say Meyuni in a row, so why should we say Dayashai? That's one shot of Jesus. Why does Jesus explain it that way? That's Ilcha. Because after all, the Torah doesn't mention that in the third month she also saw, and the first in the fifth. Pashtas Halosh of Gemara is that only in Nisan and Nia she saw on the first and the fifth. But in Sidon she just saw on the fifth, and still she is Kibas in Meset. So the question is, how is she Kibas in Meset? Even if we say that maybe we mean a row, but here she didn't establish any Meset as yet. So that's the Kash. Now, being Taman, Alma Melishi Alchman. So that's the Raya. That's the raya by the Pope that made me know. So this is the kasha. We came out. Do you know me? Should we hear the shame of calling Techim in the law? Upio Sharashe? It's not in our case. We need to say the Pio Sharashe for the name. So it's in Adamado. The diet will come out in fast Techim in the dos. Mashma, the palm, give me the work here. Have it in the dos. Aum mechoshi kiri roaso vishyav. The hitchel of the world, the woman who tears away, to gain she was. Vishyav ke behevi al ke shleshe zune, the hashke ave mamesh, teich yemin yidoso, vi kobe vese, vi dayo shaito, in tira vi chamishe vi yalche, shel chede shte, dale, oi she tzricho nikhlis mi bairo kol hei vi yalche, ad she takya vesko gilet omi, שירי רשי, מי שמפריקם ומקמין על רבי יוחנן, במיין סוסו, מי שמפורך המסליסי דהוסון, דקטורי ומנידוסו, מצליח הפריקה, ולבדי, כזה גמור סקש דפי לאלה, יהיו מקום הלבסת כרבי יוחנן, וכך עמד שאיתו, חנוץ רבי יוחנן, מיין סוסו, שרוע הסובדים הוא היד יערכה, ורוי בלי שיערכה, תראי שמי שישים מיין סוסו, ומסליסי לפריקם, כן שרוע הסובדים זין לבי שיערכה, והייתי ארכה, ובשלישיס, תראו עשור איש ירכה, ודילית והייתי ארכה, שאתם תראו לי כבור לי בסק, מקום לי בסק, ומה אם פסוח לי, אבל פעם בשם הראשי לא מתקן במרידו, שמו תראו, בלגימו בהייתי ארכה, ורואי בלגי ארכה, ולאוכל לעבימות על השני אותי, ולראו עשור דימוזימה, ריש ירכה, בהייתי ארכה, ואם כן, הדרי מים פסוח, אבל אם שעבר, כי שרוע סופרי זימא וישר חייכות, דאבו מים סוסו, ובקימו מה מאבו גב בכבורו עשו, בחופי, מה שרוע עשו בישר חושב מים סוסו. One second. So what was it? So רב קופה, בדיוס את סיראי, פעם רבי יחנן,